Job, chapter 19. Then Job answered and said, How long will you vex my soul? And break me in pieces with words? These 10 times you have reproached me. You are not ashamed that you deal harshly with me. And if indeed I have erred, my error remains with myself. If indeed you will magnify yourselves against me, and plead against me my reproach. Know now that God has subverted me in my cause, and has surrounded me with his net. Look, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry for help, but there is no justice. He has walled up my way that I can't pass, and has set darkness in my paths. He has stripped me of my glory, and taken the crown from my head. He has broken me down on every side, and I am gone. And my hope he has plucked up like a tree. He has also kindled his wrath against me, and he counts me to him as one of his adversaries. His troops come on together, and cast up their way against me, and encamp round about my tent. He has put my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are wholly estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house, and my female slaves, count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call to my slave, and he gives me no answer. Though I plead to him with my mouth, my breath is strange to my wife, and my supplication to the sons of my own mother. Even young children despise me. If I arise, they speak against me. All my familiar friends are disgusted by me, and they whom I loved are turned against me. My bone sticks to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me, O you my companions. For the hand of God has touched me. Why do you persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. That with an iron pen and lead, they were engraved in the rock forever. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand up on the earth. And after my skin, even this body, is destroyed. Then without my flesh will I see God, whom I, even I, will see, on my side. And my eyes will behold, and not as a stranger. My heart is consumed inside me. If you say, how we will persecute him, and that the root of the matter is found in me. Be afraid of the sword. For wrath brings the punishments of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment.